Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Krasus Daf Gimel, Krasus 3. Back in our Mishnah on Krasus Beis Amid Aleph, our Mishnah listed that there were 36 things which a person would become liable for karis for. One of the categories listed in our Mishnah is a bow ov, is a person who violates the prohibition of bow ov. What is this prohibition of bow ov? So says Ula in our Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis on 3b at the bottom, Bow of the Katani b'mikater l'shade, that when it says Bow of in the Mishnah, this refers to somebody who makes an offering to a demon, and that's the prohibition. So Rava challenges this explanation. Maskefa Rava, he says, Imkein hainu ov heidavod chamim, if you're saying that the prohibition is one who makes an offering to a demon, really, then what's the difference between that and the actual sin of idolatry, which was already listed in our Mishnah? So rather, Rava says, El Amar Rava, what is it? What is Bao Ov? It's Mekater L'Shed, and where you make an offering to a demon, but you're not making the offering to the demon in order to worship it, but rather you do it Amanas L'Chabro. Rather, you do it in order to connect with his witchcraft, with his sorcery. And so that's not idolatry, meaning to say you're not trying to worship this demon. You're trying to bring the demon to help you accomplish something and using it as witchcraft. So Abaye says to Rava, if that's the case, Imkain, I'm only Abaye, Imkain, if you're saying that it's basically not worshiping the demon and just using the demon for your sorcery, Hainu Chover Chover, this is the different prohibition, which is of using sorcery that's listed in the Torah, that you're not liable for death or for karis for, but you're rather just over for a simple, you're just in violation of a simple prohibition. And so our Mishnah is only listing those things which are karis, but this is sorcery, which is lashes. So Amrei, Rabbi responds, Hatora Amra Chover Chover Kagon Zeh Biskila. He says, no, Rabbi says, I don't agree. Rabbi says, the Torah says that one who serves the demon in this manner in order to inspire him to help you with the sorcery, actually is going to get stoning. And so that's what our Mishnah is referring to, that if one does this sin accidentally without warning, you get karis. But if you do it intentionally, you're going to, if you do it with witnesses, you would get stoning. And if you do it unintentionally, you're going to get lashes. And so therefore, that's the way Rava explains it. So comes along Abaye, and Abaye challenges him. Well, if that's the case, how are you going to have this prohibition of sorcery, which the Torah says is with the lashes? What is that category? What does that look like? So Rava says, I'll tell you what that is. Amroi k'detanya, like we learned in Ebraisa, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10, v'chover chover. And what does that mean, says Ebraisa? Echad chover gadol, echad chover katan. Whether a person gathered large animals through witchcraft or whether they gathered smaller animals. Even if a person gathers together snakes and scorpions, which are very insignificant and small animals, a person's going to be liable for lashes. And that's what our Mishnah, and that's what our Torah is referring to when our Torah says that you're in violation of this prohibition of chover chover. It is referring to one who gathers these animals, whether big or small, or scorpions, in order to get them to do your work. So Amar Abaye, Haiman Debay L'mitzmat Zibura V'akrava Aser. So as a result of this, Abaye himself, who was challenging Rava, and was in a discussion with Rava, Abaye himself says, a person who wants to combine a hornet and a scorpion, two very, very small animals, it's still prohibited. Aser, even though they're not very distinguished animals, Rashi says, they're not ba'alim chashuvim. Nevertheless, we're going to say that this is prohibited because it's within the prohibition of chover chavar, which the Torah, it's within this prohibition which the Torah says is going to be prohibited. So, nevertheless, says Abaye, if they were going to be coming after him, if the scorpion and the bee are coming after you in order to attack you, shari, it's going to be permitted to do this, meaning to use a sorcery to get them to attack each other or to stop. You're allowed to use sorcery if they're coming after you. So that is what Abaye says, and Tosfo says, what are you talking about? What situation is Abaye referring to? If Abaye is referring to a case where there's pikuach nefesh, where you're going to die if you don't do this, then of course it's permitted to do whatever you need in order to survive, because as we know, there's nothing that stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, of saving a life. But if there's no pikuach nefesh, why is it permitted? This is a prohibition of the Torah. And so the Tosfos raises this question. So the Aruch HaNeir comments on the basis of the Taz. He says, we're talking about a case where there is pikuach nefesh, there is a matter of a life and death, and also the Maharetz Chayes says this, gives a very similar answer, but nevertheless, we still needed Abaye to give us this chiddush, because that it's permitted to do this, because we might have thought that you're not allowed to do it because it has a shemetz, it has a smattering of idolatry. So therefore, Abaye has to teach us that you're allowed to risk your life in this case because it's not actual idolatry. Meaning to say, so therefore, we're not talking about a situation. This is how the Maharetz Chayes explains it. We're not talking about a situation of actual idolatry, but like a smattering of idolatry. And so therefore, we shouldn't do it. But if it's to actually save a life, Abaye is being chiddush, Abaye is telling us we're allowed to do it under these circumstances. And so therefore, a person should stay away from this. But if a person is desperate and they're ready to try anything and their life is truly at danger, Abaye is saying under those circumstances, it'd be permitted to use the chover chover to try and get the help of the animals.